Today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, we got a little history chunk where we're going to talk about one of the first huge advertising deals back in 2005. We're also going to talk about what the heck is that noise. We've got a last five and five from Reverend Ken Blanchard, as well as an interview with Scott Eccleston from the Photography Podcast, and he's going to give us a little history lesson on courting a sponsor.
The School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to monetizing to recording, all points in between, because everything, and by that I mean everything you need to start a podcast, you can find at theschoolpodcasting.com. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, I would love to have you. It is my passion to help people launch a podcast, and however you want to contact me, we actually have a live chat now out at the website that is available on a fairly regular basis, depending on if I'm traveling or not in my daily travels. So you can check that out. We've also got a button there for voicemail. If you got a microphone plugged in, you can email me, Dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also call in your comments, 888-563-3228. That is courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And you can also leave a comment out at the website, which, of course, schoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I've been going through all the interviews from Blog World. We've got a lot of stuff coming up in the future. Got a lot of last five and fives. We've got some content that I will be sharing on this podcast. I think they'll all be on this podcast, but some of them are going to fit better into my other podcasts about podcasting. One is called More Podcast Money. You can find it, oddly enough, morepodcastmoney.com. And then I have another one called The Power of Podcasting, which you can find at powerofpodcasting.com, where this podcast is more of a how-to podcast. And that one is more of a why should I podcast. So let's start off with a bit of a history chunk. All right, well, back in the day, we'll do a little memory lane here. I always like to point out, we can learn from history. And today I want to talk about the MommyCast. You can find that at MommyCast.com. Was one of the first mommy kind of centered podcasts. And that's one of the great things about podcasting. We're going to talk about this today with Scott from the Photography Podcast. But when he started his podcast, he didn't really get a whole lot of new blog subscribers, but he did get a fair amount of subscribers to his podcast. So you can reach more, a wider audience, because there are people that like to read and there are some people that like to listen. And so while there are thousands of billions of websites about mommies, there weren't that many podcasts about mommies. And that's probably still true today. There are plenty of mommy businesses and stay-at-home stuff, but you're going to find, I would guess, at least 5-1, if not 10-1, podcasts about mommy stuff versus blogs about mommy stuff, because it's easier to blog than it is to podcast. And podcasting is a little more intimate, right? Because now you hear my voice, whereas when I type and things like that, and it's a little more technical. But I've always said that if you can use Microsoft Word processor, You've got the skills to be a podcaster. If you can attach a file and email, then you've got the skills to upload your MP3 file to your media host, right? So you've got a lot of these skills already. And so the MommyCast was one of the first podcasts to get a big sponsorship, and they got sponsored by Dixie Cups. Now, there's a classic example of a sponsor saying, hey, they've got our target market because we need somebody with kids, because kids are dirty and they you know, wash their hands and they want to take care of people in the bathroom and wherever you need cups. Kids drink out of cups. Everybody drinks out of cups. Families drink out of Dixie cups. And these people are all about families. So what did they do? Back in 2005, Georgia Pacific, who was the Dixie cup people, sponsored them for $100,000. Let me say that again. They got $100,000 to sponsor their podcast for a year. Not too shabby. Now, you're like, okay, yeah, but what happened? Well, what happened is in 2008, they renewed the advertising for a third year in a row. So does that say podcast advertising works? Does to me, because they did it in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008. Actually, that would be the fourth year in a row. Now I do the math. I'll have to fix this on my website. So just a little history lesson. If you've got the right audience, you know, and you've got a company with big pockets, it can lead to big things. So that's just a little history lesson here. We like to occasionally learn from the past here at the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Next up, this man is hilarious. I had a lot of fun. I was really torn at Blog World because I was there. Scott Eccleston, who will be talking with here in a second, was my roommate and super nice guy. Was nice enough to bring me Mountain Dew in the morning. He'd go get coffee. I'm like, nah, man, I don't drink coffee. I do Mountain Dew. And he would pick me up a Dew, and that was greatly appreciated. And but I didn't get to hang out with him much because by the time we got home from Blog World, we were dead. And same thing, Ken Blanchard and a lot of the people that I met there. I just was trying to network with people, catch up with old friends, as well as make new friends. So I was just kind of running nonstop. And but one of them was Ken Blanchard. One of the things we do here on the podcast, if you're new to the show, I should mention this out. If you're new to the show, if you haven't noticed, I will fade in music about a minute before the end of that topic. So for some reason, we're talking about something and you're like, I really don't care about this. Just fast forward when you hear the music come in, it's probably about time to stop because I'm close to the end of that subject. So I do that just so you can figure out in the event that you want to fast forward. I realize not everything I say is golden, but everything this man says is golden. And what this is, it's a segment we do called The Last Five and Five. It's not your favorite five podcasts. It's what were the last five that you listened to? And we do this as just a way to promote other podcasts. Again, I'm all about everything podcasting. It's a great way to promote people that want to talk about it. And you could actually do this. Just go out and click on the voicemail button. And you could also call them in. But the voicemail button out at the website sounds a whole lot better. But I'll take it in any fashion you want. Or if you're a podcaster, record your own and just send me the MP3 file. But here is Reverend Ken Blanchard from the Urban Shooter Podcast, blackmanwithagun.com, or Ken Blanchard. We'll talk about that. It's K-E-N-N. Blanchard.com. Here is his last five in five. All right, live from the Blog World floor, we are having a lot of fun here with Reverend Ken Blanchard. You can find him at blackmanwithagun.com or at Ken Blanchard. Ken is K-E-N-N because it's what's the catchphrase? Why are there two N's?
Twice as nice.
Twice as nice. There you go. I'm like, I knew there's going to be a catchphrase. So what we thought we'd do is a last five and five. Not so much what are the five favorite podcasts, but what are the last five podcasts that you listened to, if you can remember. And if you want to cheat, look at your phone or whatever, you can do that too.
All right. Last five, or of course, your School of Podcasting. Also, the podcast Answer Man. I listened to WTF, which that guy is strange.
He's weird.
But I actually learned some stuff from that dude. And let's see. I want to say the Pro Arms podcast was the last. It's a podcast of about five professional shooters, competitive shooters, and they're a hoot. And let's see who else. Last one is the I think I was listening to Gunfighter Cast. Yeah, it's a military guy, former Marine, or actually active duty military guy who's talking about gun safety and responsibility. Kind of cool.
Very cool. So obviously, Black Man with a Gun and all your podcasts you're listening to, you might be into guns, I'm guessing, but tell us a little bit about your podcast.
My podcast is known as the Pro Gun Variety Show. I am the Johnny Carson, the Arsenio Hall, and the Bill Cosby of the gun world. So I am the chaplain of all the gun people, and I kind of deal with everybody who believes in Second Amendment freedoms and firearms.
Awesome. All right, and one more time, your podcast, your address is?
I am KenNBlanchard.com. And see, the real deal is there's a Ken Blanchard. There's a guy, he's about 80 years old. He wrote The 1 Minute Manager, Gung Ho.
Oh, yeah.
All about leadership.
Love that dude.
He's a really cool guy out of San Diego.
My cheese.
Yes, him. And I'm trying to not mess him up. So my stuff is Ken with two N's, Ken Blanchard, or BlackManWithAGun.com, and the Urban Shooter Podcast since 2007.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
There he is, my brother from another mother, Love that man. Way too funny. And all week we were, he'd say something. I'm like, really? That's cool. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to borrow that. And I'd say something. Oh, wow. I'm taking that with me. He's a good guy. And, check him out. And, next up, another good guy. This is Scott Eccleston. And this was originally recorded for the Power of Podcasting podcast. So you'll hear me at the end say, thanks for coming on the Power of Podcasting. But I listened to it and I'm like, you know, there's a lot we can learn from this. So I actually put it in this show because, again, this is where we talk all things podcasting. And a couple of things in this interview I want you to listen for. Number one, it took him a while to bring on a sponsor. Number two, the sponsor came on board after he got the podcast. He had a successful and still has a successful photography blog. But podcasting was the thing that pushed it over the edge. Now he had a whole lot of things going on. He's done some good things. This is a man that understands that there are some things you can talk about and some things you have to show. So he has a YouTube channel and a podcast and a blog. Because some things it might be better to read about. Some people like to read. Some people like to watch. Some people like to listen. And Scott has got it all going on. And it is paying off nicely, I might say. So check that out and realize that it took him a while. And the other thing I love is his sponsor is somebody that he already used, because it's so easy to talk about somebody that you like because it's genuine. And people can smell the BS, right? So if you wanted me to, I don't know, talk about Blog Talk Radio, number one, I wouldn't take him as a sponsor. I'd be like, no, I don't think so, because I don't believe in that station. Yes, it's easy to podcast by your phone, but go, if you got to do that, you know, contact me. I got other systems you can use that sound a whole lot better. So that is another great listen, another great lesson as we listen to Scott from the Photography Podcast. Check this out. Good stuff. All right. Live from the dead Blog World Expo here. It hasn't opened up yet. We're early birds here. I'm here with Scott from the Photography Podcast. Find him at
thephotographypodcast.com.
There you go. Easy to remember. And, I know it's hard to guess what your podcast is about, but if you could give us a little bit about your podcast.
It's about home decor. It is about photography. I currently write a blog. It's weeklyphototips.com. But there are some things that just didn't translate well to writing, interviews being one of them. Mm. So essentially we set it up so we could do some interviews with other photographers.
Okay. Now, how long have you been doing the blog before you started the podcast?
We're coming up on birthday number 5.
There you go.
In July.
Now, do you promote, like, have you seen an increase in bloggership? Is that even a word? I think I just made up a word. Since starting the podcast or?
No. We've seen a phenomenal response to the podcast, but it's as if it were two separate audiences.
Worlds. Okay, that's what I figured. Tell us about some of the people you've interviewed.
Let's see. There's a woman. Her name is Ashley Rodriguez from Not Without Salt, and it's a phenomenal site. She does some cooking, some family, some photography stuff. Very interesting woman. She's been approached by people like Morocco. Please come here and take pictures.
Right.
We've interviewed Vincent Versace. He is a brilliant man, and he's talked quite a bit for about a lot of different things, so we actually broke him into two segments.
Well, there you go.
Our very first interview was with Kristen Zaccanelli. She's a Shutter Sister, and Shutter Sisters is a huge site online for women where they can gather and talk about their photography and what they do. We've had Wendy Rowe, who is also a photographer but an SEO expert, so we had her come on and talk about how photographers can make themselves more visible online. And we have people like Lou Jones is coming up, Scott Kelby is coming up.
Cool.
And so, yeah, I get to talk to people who I would love to talk to over lunch and then share with other photographers.
Well, very cool. Now, the other thing that your podcast has attracted is these lovely little things we'd like to call sponsors.
Yes.
And I, without digging into your wallet, are we talking, you know, gas money? I always call it, is it gas money, is it Xbox money, or you know, potentially house payment kind of money?
Oh, this is Lamborghini money.
All right.
No, it is, if it was a small house.
Yeah.
And how I approached it was, Adorama is my sponsor, and I've done business with Adorama since I started into photography myself. Mm-hmm. So I really like them, how they do business, their pricing, and it took me about 18 months of courting, because I really wanted a single sponsor. I didn't want the site to be cluttered up with a bunch of little stuff that was too distracting to readers. So I approached them, and after about a year and a half, they came on board. And the deal with them as well was that they got everything that I did. They get the blog, they get the podcast, they get the YouTube channel. It's a single sponsor on all our platforms.
There you go. Makes life easy that way.
It does, yes.
Very cool. And so how does that sponsorship then get woven into the show? Is it like a pre-roll kind of thing that you do? Is it in the middle? How many mentions? Things like that.
They have a single ad in the middle of the show, mm-hmm. and then at the very end of the show, there's a tagline, Adorama, more than just a camera store. We produce the ad ourselves, and we took it. They really were new to this online stuff, and we wanted to give them the best we had to offer. So everything that you see in here, we did ourselves just to kind of let them know they've made a good choice.
Cool. And now, when you started the podcast, if you had to do it again, any mistakes you made or anything, you could go back and go, oh, I probably wouldn't do that, or
I wouldn't do the podcast. No, I created a separate podcast page. So there's the blog at weeklyphototips.com. Mm-hmm. Then there's the podcast over at thephotographypodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And that was a mistake. I'm in the process of putting everything on one site, mm-hmm. so that they can kind of cross-pollinate. Because there are people who are familiar with the podcast but not the blog. And so you don't have to send them someplace new to find information. They can come to one place, find what they're looking for, and maybe learn something new.
Cool. And then what are you using for, in terms of equipment and things of that nature, all your... Let's talk some tech, some gear. Anything fun that you're using? Any fun toys?
Not fun, but I'm using a Zoom, mm-hmm. Digital. I just got the bundle from Photoshop, so it is...
Adobe Audition?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Adobe Audition, because I've been using actually the free program before that.
Audacity?
Audacity, yes.
There you go.
I use MP3 Skype Recorder, which is also free. I like that because it allows me to record us both on separate tracks, mm-hmm. so it makes it easier to edit and clean it up after the fact.
Have you ever had any problems with that in terms of crashing or...
No, and I'm running the latest version 2.0.
Right.
And cool. But I don't do a whole lot of real heavy-duty workhorse stuff.
Right.
And a lot of the files I create, I then ship to a friend of mine who actually does another podcast, Home Recording Weekly, and he mixes everything for me, does a beautiful job, does the music, the intros. And
gotcha. Okay, and what kind of microphone are you using?
We're using an EV RE20.
There you go.
And the most amazing thing to me was we use a windscreen, mm-hmm. that has these angled holes. That when you blow into it, nothing comes out. Put your hand on the other side and blow. It's like, wow. So it makes me sound even better. So
there you go. So you've got the RE20.
Yes.
The Zoom H4 and Audacity. There you go. Yeah. It's quite the setup. Now, did you have sponsors when you were just a blog?
No, the sponsorship came. The blog was doing really well. Mm-hmm. We knew we were going to be doing the podcast, and that's when it seemed to tip Adorama off the fence. They said, oh, okay, you're doing even more now, and let's try this out. And what happened, they actually said, can we come on for a 6-month trial?
Mm-hmm.
And then on for a 1-year commitment.
So that's a good sign. When when the 6 months is over, and they go, yeah, we'll yeah. sign back up.
Yeah.
So very cool.
And one of the things about sponsors I think was important for me was that I had to have a minimum of 6 months because it's a lot of work to create an ad, to put the ad in. Mm-hmm. And the thing that they were, I think, kind of tickled them as well is I said, these podcasts will be here forever.
Right.
So even if you stop becoming a sponsor, this podcast is going to be played. There's a lot of evergreen information here that mm-hmm. is good 10 years down the road, and your name will still be associated with it.
Very cool. And how... does your sponsor know that the traffic came from you?
They don't.
Okay.
From the blog, there are some pretty cool tracking tools.
Okay.
And we get to see that, in fact, there's 100 people a day or whatever going mm-hmm. over there. But I explained that to them as well because I was surprised. Podcasting is new to us. That's we're 4 months into it.
Yeah.
And we're finding only about a 10% conversion rate of shows that have been downloaded and people actually visiting the site.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained that to them right up front. I said, there are going to be people who you're never going to know they came from us because they're going to listen to the show, they're going to go to Adorama.com when they get home, and there's going to be no way to track them.
Mm.
So they just took it on faith that they see the number of downloads we get, so they know the number of viewers that hear their ad.
Oh, there you go. Awesome. So. And if you had any advice for young podcasters... because you've only been at it, what did you say, 4 months?
4 months. We have 8 shows.
There you go.
Don't wait to record the first show. I had thought about it for easily a year. I knew that there was a large audience in iTunes that I was missing, and I kept waiting for things to be perfect. And the enemy of good is better. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for better. Just start it. And one of the pieces of advice that I appreciated from your show was record your first show and never release it. Just listen to it.
Yeah.
Figure out what your mistake was, make it better, record it again.
Yeah, you get into the old analysis or paralysis by analysis. You just keep going, oh, well, I could do this. And I'm like, So, awesome. Well, Scott, thank you for coming on The Power of Podcasting. And best of luck in the future.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Take care.
Thanks, man. There you go. Scott, thank you so much. And especially thanks for the spooning. Really appreciated that. That was very nice of you. Kidding. and want to point out, people don't think this is real. Kathleen Kelly does, because to this week she's getting really close to launch a podcast for $7. She's going to be recording her stuff, but she wanted to get going quickly. She contacted me and said, here you go, I'm going to send you a link to where you can order web hosting for $7 a month, and that commission is going to pay for me to go in and set up your website, set up WordPress, delete all the stuff that's in WordPress that you don't need, and add the stuff that you need in WordPress. All you got to do is get some graphics, and you'll be good to go. And there'll be money left over for a little bit of consulting, and I'll give you a month at the School of Podcasting. And what did she pay for that? $7 for her website hosting and $10 for the domain name. Now, she's got more things she's going to have to spend a little money on, you know, album art and maybe some graphics. But I think she already has a microphone. She might have to buy a microphone. But all that technical stuff behind her, as in, I talked to her yesterday, her website's going live today. Actually, it went live last night. I would tell you what it is, but she hasn't got the graphics yet. But when it goes live, I'll definitely tell you. So if you're looking to get started fast, contact me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. And it's an easy way to get going podcasting in a very affordable fashion. And that ends my plug for that. It's a great way. It's a win-win. I get a really nice commission. You get started quickly. You get a little podcast coaching, and as well as a month at the School of Podcasting, so you can learn all that recording stuff. Reach out today. Next up, wanted to give you, this is just a quick segment. I had this problem last week where all of a sudden, even using a portable recorder to a certain extent, but definitely if I was going directly into my computer, I kind of tested this with both things. My mixer right now, I don't know about you, but my room, and I totally probably popped many people's bubbles at the webinar last week. We have those live webinars because you got to see that Dave really is podcasting right from his bedroom. And at times it's kind of messy. But at times when I have things set up, my mixer actually sits on top of my printer, because I have a printer that's a scanner, things like that. And I was getting this really nasty high-pitched whine. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And I'm switching cords and this and that. And then I happened to move the mixer and it hit the power button on the printer. And the printer turned off and the whine went away. And I'm like, oh, of course. Because not all electronic gadgets, for lack of a better phrase, any electronic device, play nice together. I know if I'm listening to Jim Rome, who's a sports guy, on AM radio, if I have my phone charging in the car, I get this nasty, like, this noise that goes on and on and on. And it gets so high, I think only dogs can hear it. So if you are battling noise, there are a couple things to check. Number one, look at what your microphone is touching. So like right now, my microphone is hooked into a boom arm that is connected to a table. And right now, I don't know why, when I hooked this up, I didn't hook up my shock mount. If you ever hear about a shock mount means if somebody bumps something that is attached to the microphone, it won't make as much noise. I'm going to bump the table that this microphone is on. So you ready for this? Because the vibrations, now I'm going to tap the actual arm. They just vibrate up it. So what will happen sometimes, I forget which room I was set up, but your computer has that fan. When it kicks on it, you know, your computer vibrates. And if your computer is on the desk that your microphone is on and the microphone stand is absorbing some of the vibrations then travel up and go into the microphone. So if you are getting weird noises, try to isolate things. Number one, beware of fluorescent lighting. Sometimes can create a buzz. Any kind of cords can act as an antenna. So my mic cord, I believe, is 6 feet long. It's not super long. When I first started, I found whatever was laying around. So I had like a 20-foot cord to go, you know, a foot and a half. But sometimes those, again, can kind of act as an antenna. Especially try to keep electrical cords that are going into, let's say, an outlet or a power strip. Keep those away from your mic cords because those, again, electronic magnetic something. I do have an associate's degree in electronic engineering. I should know this stuff. But that's from the 90s, and I don't remember anything from the 90s. So if you get weird noises, weird buzzes, weird high-pitched stuff, look to see and try to keep your electronic equipment separate from each other, because in my case, my printer and my mixer do not play well together. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are looking to start a podcast and you go, well, I already have a website, come out to the School Podcast. And we've still got all that going. Step-by-step tutorials, resources. So if you're looking for music, voiceover work, graphics. So it's all there. Everything, as in all, everything you need to start a podcast today is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to say hey to everybody that came to the live webinar last week. A lot of fun with Alan and Scott and Marcus and all the people. I shouldn't name names because I can't remember them all. But we'll be doing that again in the future. Check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. And I should be having one of those soon. Because the cool thing is my schedule is kind of chilling out a little bit. So it's becoming a little more predictable, which is a beautiful thing. Because once predictable, number one, I'm going to start doing more webinars and probably going to start podcasting live if I can get it really predictable, just to dip my toe in that pool. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you're having a great week. Hope you're enjoying your summer. Happy Father's Day. If you are a father, please take that role as serious, because in my opinion, I think that's a lot of things that a lot of the problem with the world today is fathers not taking the responsibility. It's much more important to spend time with your children than with your Xbox. And so with that, I will say thank you so much for tuning in. And until next week, class is dismissed. I hope to see you on the inside real soon at the School of Podcasting. Thanks so much for tuning in. Till then, God bless.